Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so I'm with Beatriz Haddad-Maia.
Yeah, Haddad-Maia.
You're from Brazil?
I'm from Brazil, São Paulo.
Nice. And I just came back from Montreux, where everyone's talking about you because since you won there, those guys are so proud. Your career kind of changed, right?
You know, I was talking to my mom, FaceTime yesterday, and she was asking me about, oh, are you going to Montreux? Or how is everybody? And I told her that we would have the interview, and she told me, oh, please let me record to thank you everybody from there. And I said, okay, I will record her. Nice. And I will send you.
So what was the actual turning point after that tournament? What happened to you that you jumped in the ranking?
I think it was not something from this specific week. I think it's work that I've been doing for a long year. I started to work with a new team after my suspension, so we had to work from zero without points. And we didn't have a lot of white cards as well, so we had to work hard and just try to improve every single day. I think one of my qualities is that I like to work, I like to practice, and I just believe in my team.
Yes.
And they gave everything for me, so I think the key is work. There is nothing more that I can say or nothing special that we did, which is like unreal.
And you had a suspension?
Yeah, I stayed 1 year and a half out because of my supplement was contaminated, but I had to prove myself, and then it took a lot because we need to wait the process. So now I could prove myself, but after 13 months, so I had to came back again. Yeah,
it's been a hard,
not easy,
hard time.
Yeah.
How you feel here in Slovenia and why you choose to come here?
Well, Slovenia, for the first time, I've been here in Otosek last year to play the 25K. I lost second round. I was playing qualies of 25Ks 1 year ago.
Wow.
And I was one out of Roland Garros. And instead of being sad, we just came to play the qualies of 25K. We lost in the second round. Then we said, okay, we have 2 days off, so let's explore Slovenia, where it's an amazing place. So we came here to Poteros. We had the ice cream in Cacao Place, you know, the place.
Yeah, I had it yesterday.
We fell
night.
In love, and we didn't know that we could play 1 year after 2050 here at WTA. So it's been very special to be here. Feels at home. We are in front of the sea.
The sea is beautiful.
And the weather is being very nice this week, so it's nice.
Cool. What's your ranking this week?
18.
Nice. Top 20. What's your goal? What's your dream?
My dream is to become the number one in the world. Yeah. And win a Grand Slam.
Okay. You have a fellow which is pretty famous, Gustavo Kuerten. You told me you guys are not so close.
Yeah, we just I used to practice in the academy that he practiced during his career, but he lives in the south of Brazil. I live in São Paulo, and we don't talk every single day, but we have a very good relationship. He's nice. He has his family. He has a mom who makes a lot of good things for people in Brazil. So it's very nice how he represents for us.
What's your favorite tournament on the tour? Roland Garros. It's French people watching mostly.
Oh,
Wimbledon. Okay.
I would say Wimbledon. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, maybe we can have a tournament in Brazil. I'm waiting for that.
I've heard that in Sao Paulo, traffic jam is crazy.
Yeah, people... it is like New York. It's like a city that never sleeps.
No, I mean Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
It's like New York, you say.
It's like New York. It's a busy city. Yeah, it's a big.
And you
huge.
Like home? Do you miss home?
Yeah,
or?
I love home. Yeah. I have all my friends, family there, and I miss them for sure.
All right. Wish you the best, Beatriz.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking time. Thank you for
revenge,
letting me win.
For the next year, maybe I can win at least 1 point.
All right. Okay, match point.
No!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.